So many of our students today are first-generation students who don't have that kind of experience, that kind of example from family members of how to just navigate the college world, the post-secondary world. There are things that institutions have done and are doing, but there are others that could be put into place as well to help students understand that. Sometimes even just the jargon and nomenclature of higher education can be a little overwhelming. You know, GRE, I guess that's graduate, ACT and SAT and CLA and SEC and whatever it may be. What? Another large, very big issue, a category in which there are a number of issues, is preparation and expectations. And this goes back to some issues that we've been working on at the state level, but also I know the institutions are working on. There is a gap, I think, between the expectations of high schoolers who complete their high school degree and then our expectations when they come to us in higher ed. You know, the lack of preparation, the need for remediation is an obstacle and one that needs to be addressed. Along with that is there was a good deal of healthy discussion, I think, about the need for, at the state level, the K-12 sector and the higher ed sector to come together and begin to blur some of these lines and turf battles, if you will, and work together in a more seamless and in a more cooperative fashion. Without trying to sound too defensive here, I think both the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the Department of Higher Education, we've made a lot of progress in trying to blur some of those lines, especially that line of transition from high school to post-secondary. But even though we've made progress, I think, Commissioner, you would agree we can do more and we will do more. A fourth category in which there were a lot of different obstacles identified, and it really goes back to maybe the college-going culture. And I would lump them into student support opportunities, mentoring, counseling, helping students find the path through college. There was an interesting discussion about mentoring, not the formal kind of counseling or guidance one might receive from an academic counselor or from a faculty member, but more the informal networks of community and alumni or others associated with the institution or with the community that provide the kind of support and encouragement and help that many students, especially first-generation college-going students, could use and help them to continue to move forward.